Hey, what can I say? It's Friday, everybody. And it's time now for your Friday edition of the Berkshire Hathaway Biweekly Podcast. Standing by, we've got realty expert John Brodeen. He's back. We'll be talking with him right after this.
Life, with its many stages. From the my little one has just arrived stage, to the I have arrived stage. From the first home you'll ever buy, to the one home you'll have forever. No matter where you find yourself in life, your forever agent will be there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. For you, for life.
And here he is. He is back in the studio. How are you, my friend, John Brodeen, man?
Hey, I'm good.
Good. Your eye looks better.
Yeah, a little bit.
I decided I'm not going to shave now until after deer hunting. So
okay.
I'm really old. So
you're going to look like a wild man.
I doubt it. I'm almost 59, and I can't grow a beard if my life depended on it. No, I already got like a week into this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just makes me look older. Yeah. But anyway.
You're going to look like Duck Dynasty.
I'm Johnny Robertson. There you go. So you got big plans for the weekend?
Let's see. It seems like we've got something going on every weekend. Not sure what we got going on this weekend, but today's my day. Fridays, I always pick my daughter up from daycare.
Mm-hmm.
Well, during the summer, it was earlier pickup. It was at like 3, so that's what I usually do and hang out with her. That's my...
Oh, sure. Your daddy-daughter time.
Yeah, I don't train on Friday, so I hang out with her until my wife gets home from the gym at like 6, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I look forward to that.
And how old's your daughter now?
She's like getting close to 10 months.
Okay, so you carry on some pretty intriguing conversations with her, don't you?
Yeah. She's climbing all over the place.
Oh, it's crazy. I tell you what, you know, I'm going through this now with my grandkids, but... boy, enjoy it, because just the look on their face, no matter what they're doing. Yeah, I mean, you might just bring her into a different room in the house, and the looks they get on their face because they're just soaking everything in. It's priceless. It really is.
Yeah. You come home, you see them, and you get a big old grin.
Oh, yeah. All your problems are pretty much thrown out the door.
Yep. 100%. Yep.
You know, here, the other day we talked about cheapest and expensive places in the big cities to rent and live, but around here, and we also had mentioned on Wednesday, seasonal changes and things. Now, it's a lot more different here, more drastic, I should say, than different than a lot of places in the country, but are there seasonal changes when it comes to the housing market and the real estate market here compared to maybe, say, Miami, Florida or San Francisco?
If I had to guess, the winter time would be their busy time of year. Like, I know that's how it is in Arizona.
Oh, sure.
Winter time's their selling season.
That's when people want to get there.
Exactly. Here, it's quite the opposite. You know, fall and winter are very slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, late spring, early summer are the busiest time of year for us. You know, here a lot of people want to be into something before school starts.
Sure.
And we're starting to see that seasonal kind of slowdown. I just checked the numbers today, and there are currently only 10 homes active contingent on inspection, meaning that there's only 10 homes in Grand Forks, 10 active listings that have accepted offers and are waiting to go under home inspection. And so that usually means there's 10 that have accepted offers in the past 2 weeks.
Okay.
Which is very low. So if you're a buyer out there, you might be in a situation right now where you're not having to compete against as many buyers as you've been having to compete against all summer, which that's good news for people. You know, we're also starting to see the original list to sale price ratio kind of start to decline. That's basically, that measures as a percentage of the full original list price on average, how much are sellers actually getting for their property. So like the highest that it got this year was 99.36 in July. And then August, it went down to 98.56. And then when I checked for the past 30 days, just this morning, it went down to 97.9. So you see 3 months in a row where that's, 3 months in a row basically where that's declined. That's more indicative of higher inventory in comparison to the number of homes that are selling. In the past 30 days, there have been, I'm not used to looking at it from this view, I just printed this off the market, but there have been 34 homes that have gone pending in the past 30 days, which is, you know, on the lower end, because, you know, that's more similar to what we're going to see in the fall and winter months compared to the spring and summer months. Inventory is still pretty low at 156 listings. That's the second highest. It was 157 when I checked at the beginning of September. That was the highest it had been so far this year. The highest that it was last year was 186 listings on the market, and that was at the beginning of August last year.
Sure.
Yeah. So pretty big difference there. You know, inventory has been lower this year. The amount of activity has been lower this year. You know, it was kind of around fall time last year that the market slowed down pretty dramatically.
Right.
That's kind of when interest rates started getting a lot higher. They've stayed pretty steady over the past year.
We're into that, getting into that season now, you know, we're midway through September here, but if it does slow down a little bit for you, what do? Do you change your game plan a little bit, or is that the time for maybe you to do the catch-up work, you know? Yeah. Or what, do you change things drastically in your plan of attack for being a realty expert, or, you know, because it's a huge question. Drastic difference compared to other places in the country.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little guilty of just kind of enjoying a little bit more.
Why not? I mean, you guys work, you're 24/7.
Yeah.
You know, all the time, no matter what people think, you know, he's a realtor, you've got a maid. Okay, you answer your phone at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, because I know you guys do.
Or when you're busy, where it's, you've got appointments on the hour, every single hour, all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Hardly any time to even prepare for your appointments. And, you know, now, so I can work on the business a little bit more when it's slower,
right,
which is
okay.
Important. Making sure everything is all organized. You know, I've got huge contact databases that I have to constantly, you know, work with my assistant, keeping them updated, you know, making content like I do with you right now, you know, planning things out on that side of things. You know, it's a constant. There's still a lot to do, but it is kind of, you breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief when you slow down a little bit, especially right after a busy period. But I start to worry a little bit if I stay slow for any extended amount of time.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
I know. Well, yeah, you got to keep the, you know, got to pay the bills, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, when it comes to wintertime, I mean, there's so many different things. If you're going to show a house, I mean, you can't just show up with a pair of Crocs on and you're short. I mean, you know, you got to take the boots and the shoes off, and you got to watch this and that. But there's got to be a lot of changes then, I would assume, with the seasons as far as what you guys do.
Yeah. And like for buyers right now, they might, on a home that might have had multiple offers, had it listed in May, it might not have multiple offers this time. It might sit on the market for 3 weeks and you might be able to get it for, you know, $5,000, $8,000 cheaper than what you would have been able to get it for in May, when there was way more buyers you had to compete against. So if you're thinking about buying right now, you know, if it's right for you, and you know, whatever you got going on in your life, if you're deciding now's the time to buy, the first thing I would suggest people do is get in touch with your realtor and your lender, you know, early on, get your pre-approval letter, then you begin shopping. If you're a seller, it's even more important to make sure your home's priced properly, make sure it shows really, really well. So getting it deep cleaned, you know, doing all the preparation stuff, decluttering, decorating, you know, it has to show even better now, because people aren't going to just choose yours because it's the only option out there. Now there's a few more options out there and there's fewer buyers competing for them. So it's more, a little more competitive amongst listings. I bet if I did the numbers here, I even could, it's still probably a seller's market. I'm not going to do that right now, but I'm guessing there's gotta be less than 5 months of inventory on the market, because when I checked, at the beginning of September, there had been 45 pendings that month, and there were 157 active listings, and still only 3.49 months of inventory. Now we got 156 listings on the market, and there were 34 homes that went pending. So, you know, it's not that big of a change. You know, the only months where you might see it get above, it never got above 5 months of inventory last year. The highest that it got was December, where the, you know, sales activity was extremely low. It got up to 4.17 months of inventory. That's the closest it got to kind of an equilibrium point. Remember, anything between 5 and 6 months of inventory is a balanced market. Anything over 6 months of inventory is a buyer's market. Anything under 5 months of inventory is a seller's market. So,
okay. Now, people don't like moving in the winter, not around here, at least. I don't like moving, period, but I know it's kind of a slowdown time for you. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, John, but maybe right now, or say we go into October or November, and you buy or sell, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to move that month, does it? There are, you know, you can work out deals, or, you know.
You could extend the closing out a little bit longer, potentially, if the seller situation was able to accommodate that. You're typically looking at about 45 days until closing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and some are contingent on them selling, blah, blah, blah.
You could still, sometimes.
Okay.
yeah, if you had a home that you needed to sell in order to buy another one, mm-hmm. that's another situation where you might have more luck right now than you did in sure. the spring months and summer months. But yeah, right now, if you put an offer on a place, you could still close before the weather gets crappy because mm-hmm. you'd be closing probably at the end of end of October right now.
Okay, because my house that I live in now, I know, I think we put the offer in November, and we didn't move in until June.
Oh, interesting.
But it was both contingent on me selling and them finding a place to live.
Yeah.
And so it worked out.
That's a lot longer than pretty typical, good. But yeah right. That would be nice, though.
We basically just kind of swapped payments yeah. is what we did. And okay. and it worked out for everybody. We were all happy.
Yeah. So. Yeah. However you can work it out, creative ways to work it
and,
out.
And that's, you know, again, that's where a realty expert comes in.
Yep.
I mean, you guys figure out a lot of things, and mm-hmm. I know how you guys can make things work. I mean, there's only so much you can do, but you're not ever going to know this stuff unless you get a hold of a realty expert.
Yeah. And you know what? There's one thing I wanted to mention, too, is you started to bring this up at the beginning of the podcast. We were talking about the price-to-rent ratios of all these big cities.
Mm-hmm.
How, you know, San Jose, California is 38, and how, yep. like, you know, Cleveland, Ohio is 12.
Yeah.
Grand Forks is right at 16.
Oh.
So it's in that range, 15 to 21. If you're on the high end of that range, it maybe favors renting a little bit more, meaning you'd have to commit to staying in the home for longer for it to be a better financial mm-hmm. decision. If it's on the lower end, it's still going to favor buying over renting. So we're at 16. So if you're going to be in your home for, you know, 3-5 years
mm-hmm.
or more, Grand Forks is still a good market to buy a home in. It's kind of in that neutral area. Like when we talk about a balanced market, like that 15 to 21 for a price to rent ratio is kind of neutral for whether it's better or whether it's cheaper to buy versus rent. So it doesn't mean rents are super expensive here. It doesn't mean home prices are super expensive here. But it's still, you know, it's a place where you're not getting hosed if you're mm-hmm. buying a home.
Yeah, and I don't know because I don't follow this like you do. But I would imagine when it comes to inventory, I know it's kind of low right now for houses in Grand Forks, but I would imagine that's not the issue with apartment houses because it seems like there's apartment buildings going up every 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. And they are putting a lot of nice new apartment buildings mm-hmm. up. You know, to be honest, it just takes, you know, the people who own the more rundown rental properties,
yep, yep.
they're the ones who, you know,
they're taking it. Yeah.
Yeah. They have a harder time filling their units and they've got to lower their rents. But
sure.
then if you look at these nice ones, you know, it's still moderately high rents, but you're getting great amenities, nice places.
Well, yeah, you are. But you're also paying the same as you would on a mortgage to own your own house.
Yeah.
Is what I'm getting at here.
In some cases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So seasons change.
Yeah.
So do your tactics as being a realty expert.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. What doesn't change is if you're looking to buy a house, you got to buy it.
Yeah.
If you're looking to sell a house, you have to sell it. Doesn't matter what the season is. Doesn't matter if it's 95 above or 95 below.
Yeah.
These are all things you're going to have to do, and that's when they get a hold of you.
Yeah. If there's one takeaway, now is a pretty good time to buy something because you're going to be able to be into it before winter.
Mm-hmm.
Still a good amount of inventory to choose from, 156 listings on the market. Like, for example, last December, there was only 117 listings
oh, wow.
on the market.
Okay.
So you still got a lot of options. And lately, the amount of buyers who have been offering on places is quite low. So you're in a more powerful position as a buyer right now than you've been in previous years. And, you know, so it might be kind of a sweet spot for some of those people who have been, you know, wanting to try to time things perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're worried about the timing things perfectly and you're thinking, yeah, okay, these podcasts are great, but I don't plan on moving to Grand Forks until, you know, April, May, or June,
mm-hmm.
they got to get a hold of you now.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea because then you can, you know, I can set you on the right path, get you set up with a really trustworthy, good lender, and you can begin getting your ducks in a row so it's not stressful when you are mm-hmm. moving here. You got plenty of time to plan and we'll get you organized. So
I mean, lay the stress on this dude right
yep.
here. He's your realty expert.
That's what
and,
I do.
Right. And you guys make things a lot more smoother,
yep.
More effortless, and hopefully take care of all the problems beforehand.
Yep. I'll be your boots on the ground here.
There you go. Hey, that's yep. a great way of putting yep. it. All right. If you'd like to get a hold of realty expert John Brodeen with his boots on the ground, how do they get a hold of you, buddy?
Send me a text or give me a call, 701-213-5428. It's my cell phone.
You have yourself a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Go spend some quality time with your daughter today.
Yes.
And we'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right. Awesome.
All right. There you go. John Brodeen, your realty expert on your Friday edition of your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. Have yourself a great weekend. Weekend, everybody. We'll be back with another Berkshire podcast on Wednesday.